As it became obvious that Tropical Storm Fay would not have a huge impact on the Tampa Bay area this morning, some government agencies were more nimble than others in adapting. Yesterday, HART, the Hillsborough Area Regional Transit Agency, announced in the afternoon that it was canceling its regular bus service for today. But around 9:30 this morning, the agency announced that a limited regular bus service would resume at 11 a.m. Ed Crawford is a spokesman for HART.
You know, we follow the weather like everybody else, and the storm, although it's unpredictable, it hasn't strengthened. And, you know, we made a determination that, unlike the school systems, we can start up midday. And so we've gradually begun to put some service back out on the street, understanding that at some point today there's going to be folks out there getting rained on, but at least they'll have an option of being able to get to and from their jobs.
When yesterday did you make this decision to not have service for today?
Basically our decision is driven by the Emergency Operations Center. Once they called off the evacuation this morning, we began to work with our employees to get them back in to run at least the major routes that we run, the 1, the 2, the 12, the 6, the routes that carry the highest number of people.
You have a lot of employees, I imagine. Is that a process in terms of like, okay, people, we told you yesterday, no work today, now there is work. Is that a big effort to get everybody back in here?
Yeah, they're always expected to be on call because they're being paid for the fact that they're, you know, not at work. And when the opportunity presents itself, we do immediately call them and expect them to come to work.
HART's announcement came after the Pinnell Suncoast Transit Agency, or PSTA, issued a press release saying they were conducting normal bus service today. Bob Lasher is the manager of community relations with the PSTA.
Actually, yesterday we did send a release to the EOC, which is the chain of command we're supposed to follow, that we were going to have what we call a normal rollout or normal service in the morning. And then we had anticipated from that point on, we were figuring that we may have to stop service sometime midday if the winds got to be sustained 40 miles an hour or more.
Unlike HART, the PSTA did not think that the forecast from Monday dictated they need to shut down their bus service on Tuesday, which obviously was the right call. Again, spokesman Bob Lasher.
Well, yeah, I don't know what went into their decision. What we just looked at it upon is we went with the forecast, and they said that we'd be okay for business as usual in the morning, but then we may have to shut down in the afternoon, and we figured that we could do. It's easier to start it and then tell the drivers to shut down and pull them off the streets if need be. And then, of course, if the storm changes and they're off the street or it's further away, we can keep service continuing.